Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ilah Daf Chaf Aleph, Mi'ilah 21. Today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah on the top of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, discusses the following case. If somebody says to his agent, Amar lo haveli min hachalo, and he says, bring me some money, that's how Rashi interprets it, bring me some money from the wallet that is up by the window, meaning there was a cavity in the window, and there was a cavity in the wall, which they called a window, and he says, bring me this wallet that's over there, bring me the money that's in that wallet, or if he says, min hadluskamo, or if he says, bring me the money that's in the bag, and go buy me something from the market with this money, vehevilo, and the agent brings him money from the wallet that is in the wall, and the person thinks that that money is chulin money and not hektish money. He thinks it's not sacred money. However, in reality, it is sacred money. Then the law is afal pi she'amar ba'al habayis lo haya b'libi ela mizeh. Then even though the owner says, actually, even though I said for you to bring me money from the wallet that was in the cavity in the wall, in reality there was another wallet in the cavity. There were two wallets there, and I did not intend for you to bring me from the hektish one, from the sacred one. I only intended it from the non-sacred one, and you brought me the wrong one. That's what I used, but that was your fault. Nevertheless, havi mizeh, that since the agent brought it for the owner from actually the wallet that was sacred, and since he actually fulfilled the letter of the owner's request, therefore we say under those circumstances, Ba'al Habayis Mal, the owner is considered like he has trespassed, and we don't pay attention to the fact that he actually intended for something else because he fulfilled the actual words of his intent. However, Avolim Amarlo, let's say the agent said to him, Havi li min hachalon. If he said to him, bring me from the wallet that's in the window, and go buy for me something else, Vehevi lo min hadluskama, and he brought to him from the bag, or he says, bring to me min hadluskama vehevi lo min hachalon. Then since he deviated, since he said, bring me from the wallet, and there were two, but he brought it from the bag, or if he says, bring me from the bag, even though there were two, he brought it from the wallet, that we say, and since he didn't do his agency, that he is going to be there, the agent is the one who trespassed, and not the owner. So the Gemara says, my kamashmon, this is obviously the case that he's trespassed in a situation where the agent did exactly what the owner told him to do. It's just that there were two wallets there. So obviously it's the case that the owner has trespassed there, because the agent is only going to be considered to be moel if he deviated from the owner's instructions. But in the case where he did exactly, we've already established in the previous daf that under those circumstances, the owner is the one who's trespassed. So what is our Gemara adding? What is our Mishnah adding to this teaching? It's obvious. So says the Gemara, no, what we're talking about here is it teaches us a very important principle, that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, that even though the person had in mind, the owner had in mind something else, well, we don't consider that like he spoke it. So we say words of the heart are not going to be considered words. And the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos that our Mishnah teaches us that even by Me'ilah, we don't say this principle, that even by trespassing, we don't say Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim, that words of the heart are words, but even here we say words of the heart are not words. And the Takanas Ezra explains that since by Me'ilah, by trespassing, this is in reality a sin between man and God, we might therefore have thought that if it's a Dvarim Shebelev, if it's a words of the heart, we might have paid attention to them, because in front of heaven it's clear what the intent of the person was. However, we say no, that's not the case. We say words of the heart are not going to be considered words, even in this circumstance with respect to Me'ilah, and therefore under these circumstances, the owner is going to be liable and not the agent. So even though we say with respect to Me'ilah, we say words of the heart are not words, our Bali Musar and our Hasidic masters, they say yes, but when it comes to certain aspects, we do look at thoughts and words of the heart. So for example, when it comes to sin, if we are keeping sinful thoughts in our minds and in our hearts, that's going to lead us down the path of sin. So that is something that's very problematic. But it also works the other way. The Eitz Chaim writes with respect to the concept of Rosh Hashanah. It says on Rosh Hashanah, it says in the verse, which becomes the verse that we say on Rosh Hashanah, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, blast a shofar, b'keser liyom chagenu, that which is covered up on the day of our festival. Because Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday that comes when there's no moon. So it says, Ki chok Yisrael hu mishpat l'il kei Yaakov. So the verse states, blast a shofar on the day where it's covered up. So he says that we should interpret this verse where it talks about being covered up on the basis of that which our sages say, that what's the reason for the remembering of the blasting of the shofar? It's to remember the akedah of Yitzhak, the binding of Isaac, meaning to say that we need to remind within ourselves, we need to remind ourselves about the sacrifice of Isaac and to be ready to dedicate our souls before Hashem like it's commanded us, where it states, v'nikdashti. So just like our forefathers reached this level, and so since we are not able, you know, thank God, most of us do not face this challenge in our life. Therefore, if we, in our mind, consider as though we are on that level, then it's going to be considered as though we have fulfilled the same level as Isaac, when Isaac was ready to give his life before Hashem Yisparach. And the reason is because even though we say Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, when it comes to a good indeed, a good intent, then we do say that the words of the heart have spiritual power. And so therefore, in that context, we would say, if even though it's the holiday of hidden, of covered up, we will say that it is a concept that we're able to dedicate our life to Hashem.